Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
So firstly, in terms of young children actively, sorry, in terms of young children finding porn on the internet, are they more looking for it actively or is it by accident?
Well, some are looking for it actively. So if we look at young children, say in primary school, about 3% of that age group are actively seeking out those kind of sites. So not many, but the majority, the vast majority, are stumbling upon these sites or sexual kinds of images in ads and so forth by accident. And it's just increasing and it's happening to children every day.
So how do children manage to accidentally stumble across pornography online?
Well, you might be surprised. Like on a normal website, we often see advertising around it. So there might be pop-up ads. But different kinds of websites have different kinds of advertising. And children's websites where they play games or they watch movies, they also have this kind of advertising. And you might think that because it's a child's website or because it's a child's game site, that the advertising would be that which is targeting children. But unfortunately, no, quite a number of these kind of sites have adult content advertising. So they would be displaying images of various sexual positions and often it's women sort of inviting you to click on the ad. So these are present just on kids' normal kinds of websites. So it's very easy for children to accidentally come across them.
So what kind of problems and implications would this exposure have on these kids in the future?
Well, a lot, actually. Well, in the short term, you know, that could be quite stressful for a young child to see something like that, you know. And because these ads are more and more in competition with each other, they're becoming more aggressive and more excessive. So what they're seeing is quite, you know, strong images. So in the short term, it can be really worrying for children and they can feel that they have done something wrong, that they're going to get in trouble if they tell their mum or dad that they've seen something like that. So it can cause quite a bit of stress short term. But long term, for anyone who's seen these kinds of ads or this kind of content, you know, it can give quite a skewed version of life, particularly around the roles that men play and the roles that women play, how relationships play out, what each person should do in a relationship. And, you know, they can show quite extreme actions and quite unhealthy actions too. So long term, if children are seeing these kinds of images over and over again, and if no one's explaining anything to them about these images, they're going to form part of how they understand relationships, love, sex, you know, and so forth when they reach adulthood.
So I know that one argument, I guess, and concern thrown around is that this exposure is going to mean that kids will start to engage in sexual behaviour at younger and younger ages. Do you think there's any weight to this statement?
Yeah, there's lots of those kind of claims, and it's a hard thing to research. You know, it's a hard thing to get children to open up like that, but it's also a hard thing to measure long term. So I think that the sheer amount of sexual content that we see, not just online but in life, you know, you just have to go into the newsagents or buy petrol, you see these kinds of images everywhere we go. I think they're certainly encouraging the idea that it's okay to be sexual and it's okay to, you know, to be quite open about how you are with a partner. So, yeah, I think that they can't be completely protected from these sorts of ideas. So, yeah, I think there is a likelihood that it will have an effect in that way.
And just before we let you go, if there are any parents listening, what would you say, I guess, in terms, is there any way to combat this trend or, I guess, educate children about what they're seeing?
Yeah, education is the main thing. You know, first of all, make sure your security settings are in line on the devices, but they can only do a certain amount of things. They're not the answer. So, yeah, education is absolutely the key. So if you know that your child has stumbled across these images or you see them playing a game and you see these kind of images around the site, then, yeah, just talk to them. It just has to be a gentle conversation, just acknowledging that these images are there. They're not necessarily real. They're often actors and they're put up on the website for people to make money. So they're not looking after children. They're just trying to make money. So just really trying to help the child understand, okay, that's what it is. But to have these kind of conversations regularly and to change them as the child gets older so you can have a bit more in-depth conversation, say, with a 13-year-old compared to what you might have with a 6- or 7-year-old.
Well, Joanne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. My pleasure.